Flip through the stations on your radio, or take a trip to the mall this month, and you're likely to hear this tune a time or two.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Recorded in 1953 by then 10-year-old Oklahoman Gayla Peavy, the song's popularity helped raise money to adopt Matilda, the Oklahoma City Zoo's first hippo. I had a chat with Peavy for the 60th anniversary of the song's release.
That song is huge in Ireland, Australia. A friend who joined our church from Nigeria, grew up in Nigeria. Oh, my goodness, he found out I sang that song, and he knew the whole song. He said, oh, yes, we sang that when we were kids in Nigeria. So it's just amazing to me.
Oh, I imagine that you never in your wildest dreams thought it would get this big when you were, 10 years old, recording this cute little novelty song for Christmas.
I had no idea. Oklahoma City Zoo picked up on I Want a Hippopotamus, and they were really needing a hippopotamus for the zoo. And did that cross promotion. They started asking in the newspaper every day and on TV, send in your nickels and dimes and help raise money to buy Gayla a hippopotamus. And the kids just sent in money. And on the morning of Christmas Eve, when the hippo arrived at the airport, I proceeded to donate it to the zoo because, of course, we couldn't keep it at our house. And, that whole story. Which was a very unusual Christmas, to say the least.
Other than releasing a hit song and getting a hippo for Christmas, what were you doing as a kid? Who were you?
I was under contract to Columbia Records. I had just come off of the Hoagie Carmichael Show Saturday Night Review in Hollywood, and as a kid, I probably didn't grasp it all, but I enjoyed meeting a lot of people and seeing more of the country than I would have if I had not been singing. As a kid in Oklahoma, I really had a hard time going out in public. The crowd just made it impossible to go to public school at that time. That's one reason we moved, because most of that crowds and fans and everything was in Oklahoma. When we moved to California, that was not the case. I could go to school. People didn't really know me. It was an opportunity to live a very normal life. I did meet seasoned people in the business who had great concerns for transferring from a child into an adult entertainer, which is very difficult, and a lot of child performers end up like the stories you hear, on drugs and alcohol and really tragic endings.
Do you think your Oklahoma roots kind of helped you keep your head on straight, even right in the middle of all the glitz and glamour of show business?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no question about it. It gave me strength and faith. Definitely am so thankful that my roots are in Oklahoma. In fact, I love Oklahoma. I might just move back there.
Well, we'd be glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm going to be leading a sing-along of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Skype at the Oklahoma City Zoo on December 7th.
Gayla Peavy, thank you so much for talking with me. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you, Nicole. Thank you for calling, and I want to give my best to everybody there in Oklahoma.
Gayla Peavy Henderson, the singer of the classic holiday song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. She spoke with me from her California home last month. You can hear the full interview at kosu.org.